It's The Drive with Rob and Roz, and we are chatting to two record breakers in the studio today. One on the line, one in the studio. Chris Oldknoll, who is the Pretoria Boys High Deputy Headmaster, and Piet Crowther, who is an old boy of the school, have decided to complete solo swims to help other boys also be able to attend this incredible school. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks very much for having us.
I think everyone's first question is, why? Because, wait, listen here. 152-kilometer swim series, this Trilogy Ocean Challenge. Open water swimming. I can't even swim 600 meters open water in a lagoon that's basically like a pool. And you guys are attempting something like this because you've done the first two, right?
Done the first two.
So why?
Crow, you want to start?
I'll start, yeah. Well, there's a difficult one, there's an easy one. The difficult one is it's a bit of a more of an intrinsic one, and that is how you can challenge yourself. And open water swimming is my passion, and personally I've always wondered how far I can push this. And this once again just proved that that barriers that you place on yourself, it's only a mental thing, and you can achieve what you put your mind to. And then the second one is for the kids. I mean, such an amazing cause to swim for, and I will swim any distance for this initiative, and just the way it is handled, it is just amazing.
So Piet says he's always been a long distance swim aficionado. Chris, how did you get roped into this?
Yeah, so this is a good one. So what actually happened was last year, Piet convinced me to do my first open water swim in January. So we did the Freedom Swim, and we linked that to another fundraiser, Calling Education. And we finished that, and it was quite enjoyable, and we sort of said, well, should we do something bigger? And we said, well, let's do the double. So then in March last year, we did Blouberg to Robben Island and back. But that time I linked it to another initiative at Boys High, which is we've partnered with Sport for Lives, and there's an osteosarcoma ward that Piet and I wanted to start raising funds for that. So we used that to launch that fundraiser for the boys in the school, and to hopefully inspire the community to say, let's get behind this initiative. And while I was swimming, I was thinking, well, we've partnered with the South African Hall of Fame as well. Maybe there's something bigger that can be done. So we often have these debriefs, Piet and I. We watch The Covenant, and we celebrate in Stellenbosch at his house, and we started talking about, well, what can we do next? And so we contacted Derek Fraser from Big Bay Events and said, listen, what like ridiculous swims can you come up with for us to do to raise funds for the Hall of Fame boys and the initiative and the partnership, and so we can highlight it, etc. And Derek said, all right, give me a day or two. And then Derek got back to us and said, well, the first swim could be the crossing of False Bay. The second swim could be Robben Island to Dustin Island, which he said hasn't been done before. And then the third one can be the False Bay Double, which also hasn't been done before. What do you think? And I take into account that I've only started swimming last year with Piet. I was just like, yeah, let's do it. And Piet was also like, yeah, let's do it. Not really knowing exactly what we're getting into, but sometimes that's the fastest way to learn, is to throw yourself in the deep end.
I love that there's a dude literally called Derek that you phone for a dumb swim. He's the guy. If you need a dumb swim, Derek's the man. So you've done Robben Island to Dustin Island now. I'm trying to rack my brain around the Cape geography of where Dustin exactly is. But the one you've still got coming up later in the year is a double False Bay swim. Correct. So what, you're going to go from one end of False Bay across to what, Gordon's Bay, and then turn around and come back?
So it's Simonstown to Roy Els, Roy Els, back to Simonstown, essentially.
Can you imagine?
Weet jy waar's Roy Els? And it gaps the geographical layout. It's a whole other, Piet, you can tell me, right, that I'm not exaggerating here. If you go to Roy Els, you literally are driving up country for Bayer Manus, that
yeah,
type
you
of
can't,
vibe.
I mean, you can't always see the other side. but, you know, it's difficult to comprehend the physical distance in kilometers or nautical miles. But another way to look at it is it's a sunrise and a sunset and a moonrise and a possible another sunset. So it's long. It's not just kilometers. It is hours in the water, and it's through the night, and it's darkness, and it's different weather conditions. So it's more than just a straight line, 66 kilometers. And that makes it challenging and interesting and part of the game.
Because I'm just looking at your times here. The 53 Ks, which is Robben Island to Dustin Island, which breaks my brain to even think about, was like 18 and a half to sort of 20 and a half hours was the range. This is 66 kilometers. And False Bay is full of big bitey fish.
Yes.
Yeah, the submarine. The submarines are lurking.
Right.
Oh, that's how you swim faster. You know, they're there.
Talk us through the logistics of this thing.
Yeah, have you got a little boat following you? What's the plan?
Yeah, so for the second swim now, both Piet and I had we each had our own support boat.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of meticulous planning that goes into the nutrition. We've also had training camps prior to these swims. So we've had a couple of training camps in Langebaan where you experiment with different feeds. And then during this particular crossing, the first hour, we went until the first hour, had our first feed. And then Piet swam away from me because he's a chop. he said,
"You're bumping into me."
Yeah, I was. I can't swim straight. He said, "I'll catch you on the other side, brother." I said, "Sweet." So, and the lonely night, Crow. Thanks for that. But anyways, then every 30 minutes thereafter, we're taking a feed, and you're looking at like it's a carb mix, 80 grams, 90 grams of carbs. And then you add a bit of rehydrate to that. I actually used a lot of baby food, apple puree. That worked like a dream.
I was going to say, you're getting 3 bites of macaroni and cheese.
No, so you've got to find things that are like light and easy on the stomach, you know. And then I used the PVM Fusion Shake, which was fantastic. I had 3 of those during the swim. So, you know, we've learned a lot through the different training camps.
I can imagine.
Yeah, your body basically, you prepare your body for what's coming its way.
I'm just trying to fathom how I would do for 22 odd hours just in the water that cold, because I lived briefly in the Cape when I was a small child, and Blouberg was our closest beach. And let me tell you, there are fewer miserable, colder places to be in water than that part of the Atlantic coast. And the False Bay is going to be, I mean, it's going to be warmer, but not much warmer at that point. How do you prepare yourself for like that period of freezing?
Crow?
Well, we place ourselves in similar situations that we expect. So it's all about expectations. Mm. So we go to Langebaan on these training camps. And luckily, we had the worst conditions every training camp that we went on. So then we swim either in night, in strong winds, in cold water, and it's, you know, sort of a kampstaldraad, you know, make it difficult for yourself. And that's where we harden up and mentally and physically. And hopefully that's enough.
Go was Langebaan to wait for the weather to be absolutely miserable, and then we'll go for a swim.
No, but he's right. Yeah. Literally every training camp we've had has coincided with a cold front.
Oh, no.
And the last one we had, we went to Langebaan and we did a 28K swim there. Oof. But the wind was gusting at 70 kilometers an hour, Acro, and the water temperature sort of varied between 11 and 12 and a half.
Oof.
So we swam for about 10 and a half hours that day. But again, you're grateful for those conditions, because then when you have the conditions we had now this past weekend or past week, sorry, you know, it was a lot more comfortable than that. And then you think to yourself, I'm glad I had to take a few shots in Langebaan.
Yeah, you'll come out, check around a purple after
that. Exactly. I'm just like thinking, imagining how you guys get fed. It's just so Robbie's. I gooi net die kos in die water en dan moet jy nou iewers soos vissies net die daai PVM goedjies bietjie kry en so like
they chum the water for.
So tell me, this is all obviously done for a really good cause, and you guys have done incredible work bringing kids into Boys High and raising funds and so on. What is the idea? How many kids have you helped? What is the idea going forward for this project?
Yeah, so there are currently 31 boys on the program.
Amazing.
And we did the litmus test in 2024, where we had just 10 boys on the program, and then we grew it during the course of last year, we grew it to the point where we are now, where we have 31 boys. And the idea is that, I mean, I guess the more money we raise, the more boys we can assist and help. And it's quite simple. You know, companies, corporate South Africa, can channel their SED or their CSI into the South African Hall of Fame as a nonprofit, and you're investing in the future. You're investing in these young men's lives. And what we do is we've sort of partnered with various unions, and we speak to the Bulls and the Titans and Cricket South Africa, and they inform us of local talented boys. Because what tends to happen is a lot of the talented boys end up receiving, you know, scholarships to the Midlands and to these other schools, and we'd like to keep our local Boys Local, and we know what education Boys Hub provides. You know, it's a school that's definitely going to forge a future for our country. So I would like to grow the program by, you know, 20 to 30 boys every year. And I'm really hoping that this swim will highlight the partnership and get people off the sidelines and into the arena and actually, you know, helping us. I mean, the Crow and I, we can swim. If I was a big corporate and I had 10 million rand, an SED of 10 mil, I would chuck it in every single year because I know what our school does. I know that we're the best and I want boys to receive the education that I received.
Piet, were you guys in Boys High in the same year, the Crow and the Old Mill?
No, he was 2 years above me and he was a bit of an aggressive guy, you know. I was a bit of a bum at school, so, you know, Chris, I was always in Chris's bad books. But that's why I'm bringing him in the cold water to get back at him.
But you're big in Acherak, ne?
Yeah, Chris, no, he got me out eventually.
Chris said here in his studio and knik net sy kop. He's not even lying to say that he was an aggressive guy and that you were in his bad books.
He's a drill sergeant. He's a drill sergeant, that's for sure.
For you, Chris, this is also like a massive full circle moment for you because you are a product of Boys High.
Yes.
And now you are also the deputy headmaster and you're doing this thing for the future of Boys High. So it's just an incredible experience. The kids must think you are a superhero. En jy ook, Piet, mys, by die school. Jy sit in die kop.
If Piet comes to the school, you'll get a lot of high fives. I must say, when I arrived at the airport, I wasn't expecting anyone to be there. My dad was just doing a pick up and let's get out of here. And my phone was vibrating. And I said to my wife, just quickly tune D-Rock that we're just chatting to the boys. So as we came out, not all the boys, but there were a number of boys there. And it made me cry, if I'm perfectly honest with you. But it was just an incredibly humbling experience. And I think it's also good for the boys to see someone, you know, giving back like that. And it's great to be in the classroom with them, to teach them, to, you know, see them in the hallways and in the corridors. So, you know, for me, I can just say that I've never been so humbled in all my life. Wow. Yeah.
I was going to say, when people start doing stupid things, they tend to continue doing stupid things. So you've got the double false pay lined up for the end of the year.
Yes.
Are there going to be more phone calls to Derek after that to find you more things to do?
He sent me, I don't know if he sent it to you, Crow, but he sent a message last night saying, are you keen for a training swim to swim from Mykonos to Langebaan? To prep us for the false pay double. This might be the first time the Crow hears this, but I'm pretty sure he's keen to do it.
Yeah. I reckon we need to double it. Double or nothing, all in.
Yeah. Look, on that though, I think what's interesting is that Mid-Mac Motors, Bobby Petkove, got hold of us, about 7 weeks ago, and we did a little podcast. And I didn't really think much of it initially. And then one of the parents at our school, he's based in the United States, and his son is in Schoolhouse, which was the boarding house that I used to run. And he said to me, his son wants to contribute to this Hall of Fame Legacy program, and he wants to raise funds. And this dad has asked me to climb Kilimanjaro with his son in July as a fundraiser. So it'll be me, this pupil who's currently in grade 11, and then his mentor. So we have a mentor rookie system at Boys High, which that boy's name's Keegan McIntosh, so he's now a man. So he's, you know, 4 years out of school, and we'll be climbing Kili together with the South African Hall of Fame's cameraman to document it. And so I think, you know, that speaks to what we want. We wanted people to be inspired by the swim, to want to give back and to contribute. And if you can, you know, this 16-year-old boy has decided on his own, I want to climb Kilimanjaro, but as a fundraiser. And we've got corporate backing, so the project's not costing, you know, anything. And we're just going to go and hike for a few days and do something fantastic together, you know, as a master with his ex-pupil and as one of his current pupils.
Incredible. Where can we find more details if we want to follow along and if people want to get in touch for some donations, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so they, you know, go onto the South African Hall of Fame website, and there's also an option there to click on the Trilogy campaign, and they can donate there as well. And then you've got the Crow's Crossing on Instagram. You've got the Bone Machine on Instagram. We've got, you know, information there as well. Crow, I don't know if you've got anything to add there on that.
Yeah, no, everything is there, and then they can see how we train and what how we put our bodies on the line for this cause. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you both. I would like to see you both in November, even if you must fly up here. I would like to see you both. After this double False Bay Crossing, because this is just amazing.
Yeah.
And the kids that are going to benefit from this and be able to have a quality education at Pretoria Boys High, they are so lucky to have you guys. So
Roz
is
still
so
trying
much.
To balance Roy Elson's summer. Listen, as a former St. Albans old boy, I'm going to begrudgingly say well done, chaps. Good work.
Thank you.
Albans. Well done. Thank you.
Chris Oldknoll and Piet Crowther, thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming in, and good luck with the swim.
No, thanks for having us here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it. Thanks.